mute your question. What are the 8 times a year? What? No. What are the 8 possible times in Chutz La'aretz, where you are? What do you call that again? Galut.
Galut.
You are the diaspora. When you would read just the first three aliyot of Shemini, in other words, at Mincha,
Right. So that's this is this kind of year.
there are 8 times. Like if this falls on that and that falls on this and.
Right, because I mean, this is Shemini is one of those things you say over and over again. Because you get the basically 2 weeks worth of Shabbat afternoon. It depends on the timing. You can
You
end up
said there
doing
were
it through.
8 times. How could there be 8 times?
Well, if it falls out that you've got. If Pesach starts on a Shabbat, and you're in go and you're in a Chutz La'aretz, so there's that means there are two Shabbatot. On Pesach, the first day
So
and then the eighth day.
that's twice.
No, but you're not doing Shemini. It's during the week, though. So you have the Monday and you have the Shabbat Monday, Thursday beforehand, and then Shabbat afternoon. It's still not Shemini, so you do it again, and then the next Shabbat afternoon you do it again. So that's four, and then you have, and then you have the Monday and Thursday after that. So basically, you have three Shabbatot and three and two. Yeah. One, two,
Weekly.
three, and then two. Well, yeah, Monday, Thursday, and then Monday, Thursday is four. So I got seven, and then Shabbat itself. What is he counting that as the eighth?
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't
Okay.
happen if it's Israel, because you can't have two Shabbatot and Pesach. Because there are only
Oh,
7 days.
yeah.
Right.
This
So
year.
that well, but right. Well, there's if you have 7 days, there's always one Shabbat in Pesach. But Chutz La'aretz, you
This
can
year
have
we
two.
had this year you had two because you had
No, Erev Pesach was Shabbat.
Erev,
Right. But
right.
that's still so we
Okay.
read Tzav appropriately and then
Yeah.
you had 2 weeks of anticipating Shemini. We had Parshat Shemini, okay?
Okay.
And introduce us the list of laws of Kashrut in this week's Parsha and lots of the laws of Truma and Tahara. So we're gonna look at specifically the sherets, the creepy crawly, not bugs, but little rodents and vertebrates that they are tummy. These animals, these eight animals, are tameim. Anyone who touched their dead bodies, yitmara is automatically tameim until the evening. You pull a love yitma, and anything that falls into the and anything that ha into which one of these things falls into them. When they're dead, Yitma will also become Tame, be called Kli Etz from anything made out of wood, or beged, or cloth, or leather, or sack, or out of sackcloth, called Kli Asher Yasem Lacha Behem, anything that is used for work. And then, B'mayim Yuvav, Tamei Ha'arav V'Taher, then you have to bring it to the mikveh. It is Tame when one of these things, which includes rats and turtles and lizards. And anything made out of pottery that has one of these sheratzim fall into them, anything in it becomes tameh, and you need to shatter the pottery because that cannot become tahar.
Oh.
And we'll point out that you don't have to break it; it's just tameh. Right? You can keep it. Just realize that. Don't put your truma into it. We call ochel asher yachel, asher, okay, and any food asher yachel that is eaten, asher yavo olav mayim that gets wet, yitma, shall also become tameh with contact with the shratim. Kol mashkei shateva, kol kli yitma, and any drinks, any vessel also become tameh. And give the list of the names of them. Nivatam, and one of these, the dead bodies or sherets will fall, I'll call zera zerua sheri zareya. Any planted plant that is planted, Tahar hu, that's tar. That does not become tame medically. V'chiyutan mayim al zera, but when you put water on it, v'nafal, and then one of these shvatzim fall onto it, tameh lechem, that's tame. Okay, and I like
Wow.
that. That is a paliptotem,
Okay.
which is, that's our word of the day, which is using the same word in different forms. Zera zeruah she'ezareya is a paliptotem.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Example I have here is Al Franken's book, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. Okay, that is the rhetorical form, and it tells you, okay, pay attention that we're playing with words here. There's Rosh Yisrael. And I don't understand the laws of Tumah. I can't remember them all. They all seem very arbitrary and they're completely irrelevant to my life, which is a problem. Like a lot of arbitrary stuff that happens on Pesach, I know them because I do them all the time. I know I don't eat green beans, even though there's anything else. But Tumah and Tahara are completely irrelevant to my life. And the Aruch HaShulchan Atzid, which is a wonderful sefer by the author of the Aruch HaShulchan, decided that, you know, Mashiach is going to come. We need to start learning all the appropriate laws.
Oh,
So
there's
he
really a
wrote,
little
yes,
Baruch.
he wrote like 8 volumes of Aruch HaShulchan Atid, some of which actually is relevant now that you live in Israel, you know, Truma Tahara. But include he has all the halachot, just like the regular Aruch HaShulchan, but
What
about.
did you? We don't have Tuma. We have Tuma and Maser, not Tahara.
That's what I meant, Truma and Maaser.
Yeah.
That he has that, he has those, and he has the laws of Karbana, he has the laws of Hilchot Tumah made. Okay? And he starts out, Kol HaTumot Mefurashot BaTorah, all the laws of Tumah are explicit in the Torah, Behem Gzirot HaTorah, and they're Gzirot. They're just laws. Ein Dato Shel Adam Machriatan, and none of them are logical by human logic. We're not looking for logic here. Behem Mechlal HaChukim. They are purely Chukim. We have to accept them as they are. Laws of Tumah. But we can hypothesize. We can say there's symbolism there. There's some must be some meaning there. We like to talk about this philosophical idea. And one of the striking things about Tumah is that it's contagious. Right? I can't handle a dead body, and if something that tends to that body now spreads this Tumah to other things. So we have to learn some terminology. So the source of Tumah is called an Av HaTumah. Something that's susceptible to catching it is called a vlad hatuma. So, like we said before, the sheretz is an avatuma, and the pottery vessel that's becoming tame is a vlad hatuma. That's pretty much where it ends. There is tuma drabanan, which spreads to further and further, third and fourth level tuma there. So this is where the Rambam summarizes. He has got a whole introduction trying to explain all these laws. Via mispar avot tumot, the number of avot tumot, the original source of tumah that you can encounter are shloshim b'shtayim, avot, the 32. Ve'elohen, and he goes to the list. This is sheretz, which we just talked about, the little animals, hanavela, and the corpse of an otherwise kosher animal that
But the
is tame.
Sheretz is also dead, right?
Yeah,
The
sure, it's
dead
only the
Sheretz.
time when it's dead. Right? It's not time when it's alive, but these are specific animals. So nevela here is a kosher animal that was not shechted. That's a nevela. That's tameh. And a lot of that's in our parsha. Now you can pay attention. So for most of us, our eyes glaze over with all these lists. Bamet, okay, an actual human dead body. Vadam shenitma met, and a person who comes in contact or is within a room with a dead body, that is an abatuma. It can spread to the second one. Vidaki kol ma sheyitma be'echad me'avot ha'tumot, and that anything that can become tame through contact with one of these avot ha'tumot, ben adam, ben kelim, ben ochlim, ben mashkin, and there are people, and then there are kelim as vessels, dishes, things, or food and drink. Yikra rishon l'tumah, it's called a rishon tumah. Yikra gam a rishon vlad hatumah, and well, it's called a vlad, which is child of tumah. So it's avin of vlad. And they're strikingly different. The kinds of things that can be an avatumah, and the things that can be a vlad tumah. But Moshe Lichtenstein has an article called Kedusha and Tahara. He points out the Avodah Tumah are all natural things. They're mostly animals. Okay? Tahara and Tumah mityachasot la'olam ha'teva. Tumah and Tahara have to do with the natural world. Hatara mitzayenet et ha'teva matzavo rishonit. Tahara describes nature in its primordial state, hakama'i, originally. But Tumah mitzayenet ha'chashata sh'ateva ha'mikori. And Tumah is when that is destroyed. It's what happens when death happens.
But death is part of
It is,
natural,
we'll talk about that.
something,
Yes.
yeah.
Okay, so we got life and then death. Tumah is that, well, things die. And it is natural. We know that. I damn love it, Bakilyam, because it went through death. But that's the way you're kind of looking at Tumah is a way of saying that, okay, but death creates Tumah. That's an Enatar Musar Chiyuvi Oheder. So essentially, Tara is not a positive thing, but it is it's an absence.
Of life.
No, Tara. Tara is an absence of death.
Oh,
Tara is
oh.
the default state. We look at nature, and when things are alive, things die. And now we have this idea of death here, ha'eder ha'mavet, that's lacking death, kilyon v'ashchata, without this destruction, this end of life. Along kafish and nivra alav kadosh baruch hu ha'netar, the world as it was created was tahar. Rak kishiyukunas bo gorem ha'pogem ha'matzav b'riyato ha'rishonot, but we have this failure, as it were, in the original creation, yitma. It's looking at the lumatzo as opposed to this, a kadosh, the kedusha. We talk about kedusha and tahara, but they're very different. Kedusha and a heder el matzav chiyuvi. Kedusha has to be imposed on things. The world in its natural state does not have kedusha. Kedusha is created by people who give things kedusha. In a kedusha siul kachol, kedusha is not simply a lack of the secular. Ela yitzirat hakodesh. We create kedusha. The normal world out there is tahar and chol. And gold, the non-kadosh world is fine and perfect as it is. And saying something is chol is not saying that it has some imperfection in that. It's not like tuma, which is the life is over. Dusha mashmuta el shel tara. We put Kedusha into a world that is Stam, Tohar, and Chol. In a world, and that's something that we as human beings do. La'olam, shenutzak, v'tochot, tochem chiyuvi, v'nosak, la'hader, habriya, that we enhance creation. That's his idea about Kedusha. But the point that I'm trying to pull out of that is the nature of Tumah, something that's in the world, and then again, things die. Human beings dying, that's Tumah. These animals die, that's Tumah. We'll talk about why that's significant later. But the Vladot HaTumah are specifically man-made. In order to get Tumah, have it catch Tumah, it's only talking about a kli, something that's made. And
Oh.
this is from Aaron Lichtenstein, Moshe Lichtenstein's father. The rimanim tzim b'teva, right? Something that things that are found in nature and a human being has not done anything with them, the animals, plants, or chomrei golem acharim, or physical things, other physical things, inam
What is a chomrei golem?
mekablim matuma. Golem means physical materials. Chomer golem.
Like what? What's that? It's not
Rocks,
pottery.
dirt. Metal, just
Oh.
minerals, things out there in the world that are not made. A rock
Rocks.
is not mekabel tuma.
Oh.
Okay, in a mekabel tuma. Rock ha'adam v'aviz. Human beings and their, that's a good translation for aviz is their hangers on. Is that a word in modern Hebrew?
Appliances or
Accessories is the way Google wants to
oh,
translate
that's good.
accessories.
Accessories.
Like that, accessories. I see that. Well, everyone needs accessories.
Yeah.
Accessories. Kalim, Oaklim, Shen, no, Adul, Sarho, tools, vessels, and food that's been set aside for purposes. Hey, Mekabel Tumah. That's what is Mekabel Tumah. Okay, that's a lot of Tumah are artificial, and that's emphasized in our passage we quoted. Talked about the fact that plants are not susceptible to Tumah until they're washed, until they get wet. That's what Torah says. You put water on there, right? Right, ki yipolni v'tam al kol zera zeruah taharu, ki yutan mayim al zera, when you put water on there, then now it can become tummy.
But how did they live a normal life every minute you're exposed to?
Yes, normal life, you lived your life, you were tahar, and then you become, and that it was fine. We'll talk about that. Only time you cannot become tummy is when you went into the mikdash. So you went to the mikvah, and then you went to the mikdash.
No, but I mean they'd get tummy all the time. I mean, insects? Wait, what is Sheretz?
Sheretz is it's not insects in that sense.
No.
It's a list of animals. There are rats, lizards.
Oh.
They're a little creepy animal, but they're not. They're common. A ferret is on that list. Usual. You can look at the Shemini and look for that. The general translation of those animals. Here, let's go find that.
So wait, a dead body. So in wartime, everybody's tummy all the time,
Yes,
right?
and the assumption is we're all tummy, right? That's everyone before Pesach. That's why we read Parshat Parah. Remind you, okay, if you're going to bring your Korban Pesach, you need to get your mechata for the parah, and you need to become tar. The assumption is you were tameh, and you cannot go into the mikdash while in that state. You live
Okay.
your life just fine. That's going to be important. Hold that thought. But right now, let's look at. Okay, so a lot of kashrut. So where we go,
And the
lame.
Sheretz is listed. It's it does
And
it's not
yeah, where we go. Da, da, da.
like the chew the cud and all that. It the
Now, here,
name.
the
Like
following,
birds.
right? Elohim. Okay, and he translates these. It's a cholet, achbar, atzav, lumineu, araka, koach, latach, omed, v'tinshamet. And JPS translated as the mole, mouse, the great lizards,
Oh,
the
there's a
cow.
limited number. It's not that
Yes,
many.
the gecko, the land crack, the lizard, the sailors. I don't know where they get that from. Let's get a different translation.
The gecko?
Gecko?
That
Right.
guy, that insurance guy from,
Yes. His dead body would be tummy.
yeah, oh,
Let's do the.
the gecko, the crocodile, the lizard.
I'm going to do this is Kahoot. Where would it go? 37. Let's see how we translate. I mean, it's how, these names, we don't know what they are.
Yeah, well, we know what, we should know what they
Here,
are.
he translates it as weasel, mouse, toad, and varieties, the hedgehog, chameleon, lizard, snail, and the mole. Could be. Right.
Lizard, the chameleon. What's the word for chameleon? That's a cute word.
He has that as a koach.
The chameleon, the hedge. Okay, so it's a limited number of
Yes,
things.
those are Shvatzim.
And if
And
you came in
here
of a
would be
dead body, okay, of
that's what.
one of these.
Okay, those are Shvatzim. But in terms of those that's an avhatuma. In terms of making other things tameh, it's talking about making food tameh. Here we go. This is Jack. Abraham was summarizing it that to be defined as food, something has to be detached from the ground and potentially fit for human consumption. Accordingly, stalks of wheat in the field are not tameh. Food fit for animal feed are not subject to tumah. And now let's say something is detached from the ground and potentially fit to feed people. Even that will not contract impurity unless it's been rendered susceptible by becoming wet with one of the halakhic seven liquids. And then it's susceptible to contract ritual impurity. Okay? And that applies only when you intentionally wet it. Gets wet in the rain, that doesn't count. It's you have to intentionally do it if you want it. Okay, that's the idea. It's washing, and you're right. You example of washing an apple.
Water, dew. Dew is like rain. I mean,
That's right.
oil, wine, milk, blood, or honey. So you have, that's a trivia. What are the seven liquids?
Liquids that
What's
count as
that?
mashkev. Okay.
Eight sherets. Yeah.
There you go. You can ask that question. See if Jack probably
Okay.
knows that. Maybe you can list them all, probably.
Yeah.
Or Michael could. So this is the way Sefer HaKinech points out that this is the idea that this is that wetting it is the sort of making saying this is food, because that's what I because I mean obviously we're spoiled, so we don't know this, but plants grow in the dirt. They don't come from stores naturally there. And when, it's covered in dirt and other stuff, and you gotta wash it, and now you can eat it. So this is the Sefer HaKinech. Mitzvah, Masha Zichron LeBracha. So Chazal said about this mitzvah of becoming a Vlada Tuma, accepting to being able to be susceptible to Tuma, Mikola, any food that can be eaten, La'adam. They're for human beings to eat. That's why the rabbi said, "It's not human food. It cannot become tummy." And also, it doesn't become susceptible to tuma until it's harvested. And as long as it's connected even by the smallest root, it's not food at that point. Taharu, and even if it's covered in things that might otherwise make it tamei, it's still tahar.
So what do you do
Okay.
with tame food?
What?
What do you do with tame food?
You eat it.
Oh.
Right. Again, tuma is fine, we'll look at that. It's only you can't bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, and it's a problem for a tahar, for a kadosh food. So, truma that becomes tameh, you have to burn. A karban that becomes tameh, you have to burn. Okay. Okay, ain't called ochel, and so too food is not susceptible to tuma, mayim, and has become wet, has to be intentionally wetted after it's been harvested. And he makes the point that these are just laws. We don't know why, but we can think about the laws. We may be able to rely on this rule. As he says in the beginning of his introduction, that the idea of that it's not subject to all these laws until it's finished. It has to have this act of finishing it.
Okay.
Right? It's something made for the purpose. Okay, but tumat haperot v'taratan ad gemar malachtan. So too, this whole idea that food can become tameh or tahar isn't relevant until they are actually finished. So what people will do with fruits and vegetables is to wash them off of their dirt before they eat them. At least you should do that, though I admit I have not. Always, I am not always careful to do that.
Because why?
Well, the obvious answer is because they're fully covered in dirt. You don't want to eat
Yeah,
that.
no, but I mean, in the tuma sense, why?
So the idea that tuma, he's saying that because it's not gemar melacha, they're not actually finished. That is your act of saying this apple is no longer part of a tree, but this is now my food.
And
I don't do anything else to it.
then it could get tummy
Tummy, right.
if it's
Again,
finished.
if it's finished. That's part of the answer. It's got to be the human being take. I'm taking this out of nature, and I'm making this food. And
Okay.
for this, and the simplest state of that, for bread, it's a lot of steps in there. For the apple, it's I just pull it out, wash it off, and now it's my food.
Oh, the washing has nothing to do with it being tummy, so you're washing it off. No,
No.
so
That
that
is
it's
the
now
point at which.
susceptible to
Correct.
becoming tummy.
Correct. Once I've washed it, and drying it off doesn't change that. It's not the water making
Yeah,
it.
right.
I have
Okay.
done this act. I publicly made it clear that this is now my food. I'm not saving it to, I'm not going to plant this now.
And
So I'm fine.
then it's susceptible if a dead body touches it, or if
Right.
what?
Right. Or
Oh.
if an av atuma, which we talked about, like the dead sherets or the dead body or the nevela, if that
touches
touches
it.
it, now that is now a tameh thing.
It's a tummy thing. And what do we do with it?
For most things, nothing. If the food is something that has kedusha, then I burn it. Then I cannot eat it. Okay. And then there are other laws that the rabbi, that's the drabbanans, where it can actually transfer tumah to others further on there, but that's not part of the Torah law. It all gets very complicated.
So why do you have to break the pottery?
We'll see that. You don't have to break it. It just keeps its tumah. You can't, it doesn't go into a mikveh.
But it keeps its tumah, but you could use it.
I can use it, I just can't use it for kadosh things. I can't put my karban in there. I can't use it for my truma.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that we generally slow you nikraim ochel ad shi yachshu b'mayim, and it was not called ochel until it is washed. That becomes the Torah's rule. That's a proposal for
Okay.
explaining the rule of the Torah. Again, we have to say, okay, yes, it's halacha. We can't. That's to understand it, but that's part of the idea. And that's why part of the halacha is it has to be washed with the intent and the desire of the owners. You
So
have to
that
leave it
it is
outside.
edible, so that
Right? If you
it's
just left it outside,
edible.
it got in the rain, yeah, it got wet, but it wasn't my intention to wash it. Then that's not a kosher thing.
Okay.
Okay? And similarly, when you talked about the kli, it's the same thing. It's got to be something made. Okay? It's kli asher yesem lachabahem. That's only the tumah. This is the Rambam on this. That kli etz, kli or, kli etzem, made out of wood or leather or bone. Mekablehen. They
I
can
mean, they not what? Where's the word? Oh,
mikablehen. I think they
maybe
can
it should be
accept.
Mechablin.
Okay,
Rachel
I don't know.
Etzem.
Let's see.
No,
Let's see what it,
the things that they hold,
but they
maybe.
themselves become. Let's see how he translates that. Loading, loading, loading. Come on.
You don't think it's the stuff put in
Well,
them?
he's talking about the things themselves become. A mikhable hen. Let's see what he says. We have a translation. Contain. Oh, mikhable hen just means containers. He just translates things that have a kibble is the key
Oh.
thing. So there, it's a kli that has that is a mikhable hen. That things that
Oh,
are
it's a
have a kibble
mikvah.
could go in
Okay.
an areva, like a that's a kneading dish, a
What
kneading
is an
bowl.
areva?
Areva
What
is
is
a
it?
kneading bowl, and a chemet is a bottle, right? How's he translated here? And a drinking pouch.
Oh.
Okay. Chemet Mayim is from Hagar and Yishmael.
Oh.
Right? The canteen. Kiltabam, similar things, Mekablim Tuma. They can get Tameh, Medivrei Torah. That's the Torah. The Torah says that. Pshutehem, but something that's straight, doesn't have a big kibble. It's just a flat piece of something. Going to luchot, like a board that he faces a chair, doesn't have a place to sit, but or shochet a lav or a tablecloth, even if it's made out of leather, goes behen and a mekablin tuma. Rabbanan, they added that as a siyag, but from the point of view of Torah, it's got to have a big cube. We got to be able to put something into it, be a kli. It's Yeshua lama ma'asak. Sheyesh will be kibul. That should be like a sack. Maybe he's talking about kli sack. Of course, Sheyesh will be kibul. Okay, those things are
A
mikabel. Should
receptacle would be a perfect word.
receptacle. Yeah, play at the
Isn't that a
mikabel
good
hand.
word? Because it
That is mikabel.
receives.
So we'll translate mikabel hand so that things made out of wood or leather or bone or similar things that are receptacles
Yes.
are mikabel tuma.
That's a perfect word.
There we go. Thank you.
I assume receptacle is somehow related to receiving
Yeah,
something.
clearly it is.
Okay. And the same with Makabel and Makablin and Makablehin. Oh, good.
Okay, and summary.
I want credit for that
I will
word.
credit you as you were translating Mekablehen. A Beit Kibul is a receptacle. Someone that has a ability to receive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And this is from Vicky Mikdash. So there's a Wikipedia, there's a wiki for the halakhot of the Beit HaMikdash from the Temple Institute. You know the Temple Institute in Yerushalayim? It's making all their things there. They have a wiki on that called wiki.temple. Talking about, and here we're talking about Kli, Kalim, Kliya, Osui, Lishimush, Arai, and if it's made for temporary use, your disposable aluminum pans,
Oh,
Okli
yeah.
Shadigmar Mlakto, or if it's you haven't finished it yet, you're right, you intend to work it further. Oshever Kli, once it's broken, Eino next up Kli, that's not a Kli, Vahilchach Eino Makabel Tumah, therefore they are not Makabel Tumah.
Oh, so all these disposable things.
Are not Makabel, right? So your aluminum pans, even though they are made out of metal, and if it was a permanent thing, it would in fact Makabel Tumah, you're fine. You can use that for your Truma without worrying about it. So the bottom line is it has to be made with a purpose to be used. That's in
And
order to
ready
Makabel
for
Tumah.
use, and ready for use.
And ready for you. You have to Gemar Malacha, you have to
Yeah.
finish it. Okay, same thing with the food is not Makabel Tumah until you finished it, right? So that the idea is that avota tuma are natural and vlado tuma are artificial, man-made.
Interesting that the array is not, because it fits everything else. It's just that it's not, you're not going to keep it.
Right. Which I think that's much more common for us who are rich and
Right.
that's, you know, and we actually make things to throw away as opposed to,
Right.
you know, the normal thing of arai is I just have a scrap piece of cloth that I'm going to wrap something in it right now and throw away. It's not like
Right.
I don't go to the store and buy disposables. That's a very weird idea.
Yeah, right.
Right?
So I wonder what category they
So
fall in,
that's
because they
entirely
are
possible. You
made.
might hold that it's not, in fact, a disposable thing that you went and bought disposables might actually not count as our own.
Yeah, I don't know if that's in our
I
right.
don't
Yeah.
know.
Right.
That's a good point.
That's another one. I'm hot to this
Right,
one.
you were everything.
Okay.
Okay, and that distinction sounded like it ought to be interesting. I thought, wow, but I couldn't find anyone who talks about it. So I got to make stuff up. So hopefully this makes sense. And this is all me now. You're
Okay.
going to go back. It's like, okay, so the tumah sounds like it's a bad thing, but we pointed out it's only negative when it comes to the mikdash. Okay, that's just part of the real world. We live our lives tameh, and that's the way the Torah says about why do I care about Tumah and Tahara? And Torah says, not next week's parsha, but next week's. So have
But
10 days.
wait, but a person who becomes tummy, they don't just
Right?
go on living their life, do
Yeah,
they?
they do.
Not tummy till night, and then they have to go to the mikveh, or?
Well, they can't, if they want, when they want to become Tahara, they have to go to the mikvah. And if it's Tumat Mit, like a dead body,
Oh.
needs a body para. But you don't have to go to the mikvah.
Oh. Oh,
I
so you
mean,
just
Nida
go
is
on
a
with your
separate
life.
halacha. What?
And it doesn't wear off in 3 years
No,
or
no.
okay.
You have to go to the mikveh for it. It's got some time, but again, so and the Rambam is gonna make that point. But the key pasuk is Hizartem b'nei Yisrael mitumatam. You will warn b'nei Yisrael about tumah, v'yamutu b'tumatam, and they will not die because of their tumah. B'tamame mishkani asher b'tocham. Bring them b'tamei the mikdash, the mishkan. That's where it's a problem. Okay, this is the Rambam saying this. Kol ketubah Torah, v'divrei Kabbalah. So anything written in the Torah and in the tradition, me'hilchot tumah v'taror, about tumah Torah, eino elo inyan mikdash. Kedoshav. It's only relevant to Beit HaMikdash, to the Kedoshim, to Karbanot, to Trumot, to Maser Sheni Bilvad, Trumot Maser. Those you have to be Tahar for. So he's here at Tamein, Melikanesa Mikdash, because if you're Tamei, you
Wait,
can't
wait,
go.
wait. Trumat
Trumot, to Maser.
maser. What does that mean? You have to be tahor to do what?
Right.
To
If
eat it?
you make your Truma Tamei, it can no longer be eaten.
Oh,
Okay, like
okay.
you know, you're out in the fields, and whether it's your handling, you have it, you know, it comes in contact with a sheretz after it's been washed and harvested, and all those are the rules. Now that grain is now tameh, and if you know you've
Oh,
separated out truma from that, you can't give it to the kohen to eat. It can no longer be eaten.
okay.
Okay. Right, so he's here to make him, he can nase mikdash. That someone who is a person whose tummy cannot go into the mikdash, o le'achol kodesh, you can't eat kodshim, right? You can't eat the truma, you can't eat your maaser sheni if you're a tummy. O truma, o maaser betuma, you can't do it. Aval hachulin, but if you're chulin for non-kodesh things, ein behem iser klal. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's what you were
Ela
saying.
mutar le'achol chulin tamein, l'shtot mashkin tamein, you can eat your chulin stuff tamei. Drink your tame. You know what I'm saying? It's very specific. Let's put this here.
So that's why today we don't even think
Right. So the
about it.
fact is, we don't have part. We assume we're all tame, but we live our lives. Just like you're allowed to eat tame chulin and drink them. And then you could also intentionally cause things to become tame. They're like, okay, I am tame. I can't touch stuff. That's fine. Yeah, that now that stuff is tame, and now my pot's tame, and that's all. It happens. Yesh lo l'tameh t'chula mutukanim l'chadchila, and you're allowed to make a chulin that or mutukanim that are complete, like the Gemara Malacha idea. They will become tame now. L'chadchila. It's fine. And similarly, if you can go touch anything that's tame, and now you become tame from it, that's okay. That's the pasuk says that a kohen cannot become tame met specifically. Nazir cannot become tame met. Amutarim. So it's obvious that everybody else, it's okay. And even the Kohen and the Nazir, who cannot become Tameh Met, can become Tameh with all these other things. Right? You find a dead rat, you can pick it up and throw it away. Okay?
And
There's
why do
no.
we keep this today? Why do Kohanim still keep this?
It's
The
still, well,
meat?
because it's still, the Torah says, thou shalt not become Tameh Met.
Oh,
I mean, that's the limit is still there, right? I mean, and
don't
the.
become it, and don't go into the Mishkan if you did become it.
But this is a separate law,
If you
specifically
don't
to met.
become, yeah.
Right? It's not an issue. Thou shalt not become tame. It's you shall not come in contact with a dead body. Because other forms of tumah are okay. That's his point.
Oh,
And
okay.
the mitzvah is still okay if you're the only one who can do this chesed shalemet, right? Chutz mitumat met. Everything. The only thing that they cannot do is tumat met specifically. Every other kind of tumah is fine.
Even if they're never going to go into the Mishkan,
Right, then they cannot, a Kohen cannot
they
come in
can't
contact
come
with the
in
dead.
contact. So that's still applicable
That's still
today.
applicable, right?
And what if they do?
Then they are over this Isur of don't do it. And yes, they're Tameh, but it doesn't change their Kohen status. And when they build the Beit Midrash, they're going to have to get the ceremony, the Parah Aduma, like everybody else in order to go inside.
Well,
So it's a specific violation. Thou shalt not. With
okay.
exceptions, right? If Cohen finds a dead body, he's the only one who can do the kavura, he does the kavura. Right?
Oh,
It's called a
that's
met
good.
mitzvah, right?
Okay.
Their priority is halacha. And
So the opposite of tameh is tahor, and the opposite of kadosh is chulin. Chul,
chol,
chulin.
right.
Chul.
Right. Two different
Okay.
things. Okay, so the question
Okay.
is why. Okay, so what do we do with all of that? These are all halachic facts. I want to put them together in some kind of message here. So Rav Hirsch is what it kind of puts together. Tumah is that which reminds us of death. The dead body, the other dead things. Death is part of reality. That was your point. It's not a
Oh,
negative,
that
it's not a bad thing, right? I mean,
right.
it's not a, again, tumah is not a bad thing. It is a statement about reality and awareness of death, right? The Bereshit starts out, Vayaro came across Yasavni Tov Ma'od. It was very good. Vayaro Vayoki Yomashishi. And the Psikta Zutra, a collection of Agadita, says that what does Tov Ma'od mean? It was very good. L'harbot ha-mavet.
Oh,
That Mavet is part
wow.
of the Tov, the system of life. They looked at all creation, includes death. The Fisha Tzafa Gashbarhu Ba'olam, but right? God looked at the world, but Safa shetov hamavet labriot, that death was a good part of the cycle of life.
Even
Right?
though before this, they had the It's
It's
wait.
about Torah that was where human beings subject to death. That's a good question. But this was looking more at creation as a whole.
Oh.
And animals die too, and what people should have or not, but see, at least labriot, right? That's what tovmo means. That's understanding. And I think it's the Chacham Sofer says that's why when we say Kiddush, we start from Vayera Vayevoker because we don't want to bring up the whole tovmo oda thing
Oh.
as we're saying Kiddush. So we start the pasuk in the middle.
V'hinei tov ma'od. This is like a common thing. V'hinei tov ma'od means including death.
Yes,
Like.
the two things that are most commonly quoted for that is death and the Yetzer Hara.
Oh.
The Gemara says that about Tov Ma'od. Yeah. Up till now, Tov Ma'od is everything that was created, including things that we kind of feel are wrong, but they're part of what reality is. Okay?
Oh.
And that,
V'hinei tov ma'od. Wow.
right? And dealing with debt is a great mitzvah, right? That's what Chesed Shel Emet, right? That you cannot get paid back. There's a mitzvah. But Rav Hirsch says if the awareness of death is incompatible with our avodat Hashem. That's the way Hirsch says it. We took it that the conviction of this first fundamental truth of a human's moral responsibility would be endangered by the fact that man must submit to death. And to the superficial limitations which the first force of nature exert on everything, including human beings, which a dead human body lying before our eyes demonstrates so radically. Once I realize I'm going to die, then what's the point of all of this? If the whole human being has succumbed to death, then altogether nowhere is there a place for the moral thou shalt next to the physical thou must. Poetic way of putting it, Kohelet says the same thing, right? If I am not going to exist, then what's the point? That leads to nihilism. Right? This is Kohelet. Amartini bli bi, al divrat bnei adam levarama. That's how to translate it. I told myself the barama thing too. Yeah, I should get the translation of this.
What are you fixing?
I'm trying to look at the translation. It's al divrat bnei adam levaram helakim. So just translations to Koran. Like that. Here, Levaram Elohim. Let me translate. So this is cool. I might be B. I said to myself, "Al divrat bnei Adam, Levaram Elohim." That with respect to human beings, God, I think it's broad sense of cleanse them. He translates chose them, right? Where we have potential to be divided. They wrote Shehem, and I saw Shehem behemah, Hemalahem, but they see themselves as animals. Human being animals.
He translated Levaram as
Has chosen
chosen.
them. Yeah. I'm not sure if I got
That's funny.
that. Let's see. Set them apart as Mitsuda. We have Rashi.
It's almost like Levachra.
Yes. I gotta say, I was thinking. Bara is like barid, like soap. Made them pure. But they're just like animals. Ki mikreha b'nei adam, mikreha b'mea, mikreha chad lahem. Right? Because the same thing happens to them. We're no different animals. We all die. K'mo tzeh, k'mo tzeh, k'mo tzeh. One dies, the other dies. Ruach achad lakol. Everything has the same spirit. Mutara adam mina b'mea, ayin ki kol havel. And the superiority of man over animals is nothing. It's all pointless.
Kohelet. What
Okay.
is that 15 on the right? Your source
Yeah,
15?
source number 15.
Oh, so it's Kohelet 18.
Perek is pro
Oh.
Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Chet.
Okay.
Okay,
Kohelet
so
3:18. That's such a
yes.
funny word, Levaram, and to translate it as chosen.
Yeah, so it has, let me look at the translations here.
Yeah, what is safari of you?
JPS goes with dissociate them from divine beings. I send my heart. Here he translates sift them.
As what them?
Sift. See that?
May sift them.
Kavara is a sieve. Here, Matsuda set them apart, which is very similar.
What does he say? Select.
Selected and then set them apart.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to translate as baraz in the sense of cleanse. But his conclusion was, even though they were set aside by God, they're just, they see themselves, rocha
Right.
hembehema. Once you realize that we all die, then there's no point, right? Everything goes to the same place. Afar, right? We start as dirt, we end up as dirt. Who knows what's going to happen to the soul afterwards? Is there no point? This point in Kohelet, he doesn't know the answer. How do I know that human beings go up? We have the net light, and the animals go down to the grave. That's what Tuma is. Tuma gives us that attitude that we're all going to die. So it tells us, do not enter the Mikdash in a state of awareness of death. You need to go to the Mikdash with a sense of that you are something holy, something special. And that's the avatuma. Death is a natural process. That's why the avot ha-tumah are all natural. But the other side is the man-made technology. Okay? The food and the kalim, that's all made by people. And technology is a bad thing, because our task in the world is to be creators. And we specifically use technology to create the Mikdash. That's the definition of Malacha. And Shabbat is the things that were used, the techniques that were used to build the Mishkan. But what happens is, what happens when the Tumah comes in contact with our technology, when that death comes in contact with technology, that's technology being misused. That's incompatible with Kedusha. That's why I think this Vlada Tumah is telling us. That our technology can become tameh, can become the tools of death. Don't bring that into the Mikdash. That's the message of the Mizbeach, right? When it says Mizbeach Abanim Tasalif, when you build me an altar of stone, lo tivneh ken gazit, don't make it out of cut stone. Ki charbacha, because you're waving your sword over it, batchalah, that makes it whole. It loses kedusha, as Rashi says, chalah, you're profaning it. You cut it with iron, it's now whole. You profaned it. Iron, right? Swords are there to cut life off. And it doesn't make sense. That you're going to be waving your thing that shortens life over the mizbeach that should extend life. And oh, similarly, the Mizbeach Matil Shalom Ben Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim, that is a symbol of peace between man and God. Therefore, something that destroys should not be part of that Mizbeach. I think that's what this idea of the Vlada Tumah, that keeping this Tumah awareness of death far from our Avodah Hashem is important from our religious sensibilities, and we want to keep it far from our technology as well, from our Kelim. To be aware that this, that our kelim can become sources of tuma
Wait a
as
minute.
well.
I'm not sure I get this. Wait a minute. So the stone, you're not supposed to cut the stone with an iron tool. And you're saying because the iron tool is death,
It's right.
represents death.
That's
And
the
you're
looking.
saying,
That's I'm extending that to the reason why the Vlada Tumah, the things that can become tame, refer to this to our to tools, things that are made.
wait, X is X. Okay, wait a minute. So where's what is technol is technology the iron tool or the
Well, okay,
stone?
so it's this part, the iron on the Mizbeach is one halacha. I'm using
Yeah.
that to explain our halacha of Vlad HaTumah.
Right.
Why is it that things that are made, ma things that are manufactured can be mekabel tumah? Things that we have turned into food, things that we've turned into a kli, to receptacles, those can be mekabel tumah when they are in contact with an abat tumah. That's a mental state. Don't bring that into the mikdash. Don't bring your tools that have become in contact with death into the mikdash.
Okay, and what is the it in the last sentence? Tuma?
The tumah, keeping the awareness of death from
Far
right.
from our technology. So we don't want to create weapons of mass destruction.
That is correct. That is incompatible with kedusha.
Or bombs that can destroy
And you can say,
what?
well, we have to create it, but it doesn't fit in with the Mizbeach HaMatil Shalom Ben Yisrael Aviv Mishab. Don't let that into the Mikdash.
Oh, okay. But we need weapons.
Okay, and that, yes. And I agree, and that's, we have this kind of dialectic where we need that Tuma is natural and it's part of the world. But keep it out of the Mikdash. It's got to be a separate part of your world.
Like the Wild West, you check your gun before you go into a.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you have to do that?
You know, they couldn't bring their guns into places.
Okay. It could be.
So we can't bring. But that's no thing, right? There's no such thing as we can't bring weapons
Weapons
into the
into the Mikdash.
Mikdash.
I don't know the answer to that question. It would seem that would be consistent with everything else we're saying.
Yeah,
But I don't
especially with the
know
Mizbeach and the and this
the
and the.
iron, right? And when it's described, Shlomo building the whole
You
Beit
know what it
HaMikdash, there was not
reminds me
this.
of? Like when to write a Sefer Torah, you can't use a metal, you can't use
Pen.
a sign of war, you know, a weapon,
Okay.
a metal tip. It has to be something, a quill.
Okay. And it sounds like the same kind of thing. So your question is, is that literal? Can I bring a gun out into the Beit HaMikdash?
Right.
And I don't know the answer to that question, right? Bimher bi'yameinu, it should be relevant,
Yeah.
right? Are we going to have armed police when we build the Beit HaMikdash? Let's
Right.
find out soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very, I mean,
Okay,
it's weird stuff because we
it's
don't.
all weird stuff, and I'm not sure if it holds together. Like I said, the end of it is my trying to
Yeah.
put things together.
It works.
I'm not sure if it works, but I appreciate your
It
listening and
works.
your and we
Yeah.
got two points on here that we're gonna definitely cite in the name of Phyllis Shapiro.
Wait, one was receptacle. What was the other one?
Skeptical and all
Just one.
and the other two were two. And we talked about cellular that things
Oh,
that were
the
made.
all right, that the
Oh, that
current.
question of whether disposable dishes count as arai. Is that really
Right.
arai or not? You've
Right.
manufactured it, packaged it, sold it with the intent of throwing it away.
Right.
That's not really what arai means in the halachic.
No. That's all. Yeah. You had that one. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.